Good morning. Setting up your space for a period of movement practice. Have whatever you need nearby to spend a period of time cultivating energy in the body, ease and pleasure in the body. You might have a bit of water to sip on. Whatever you use for yoga practice, a mat, blocks, blankets, pillows, or bolsters. You can do this practice with no props at all or with whatever you usually use. You can do it with no mat or on a carpet. I'm just wearing clothes that are comfortable. Like any meditation practice, we can begin by taking a moment of stillness. Doing this sitting or kneeling can often feel good. And if you have an altar nearby, you might light a candle for this practice. In the same way you might for meditation practice, so that the movement is held within the larger framework of formal practice, orienting ourselves toward liberation, toward unbinding the ancient karmas of grasping and fear. Throughout physical practice, what's most important is cultivating an interwoven awareness of the body that includes the simple sense of physical presence, that includes the dynamic aspect of the body, including breath and the other rhythms and flows that move through the body. It includes the dynamic flow we call emotions and moods, and how those weave into and out of other energies in the body. And the basic purpose of cultivating the body for liberation practice is partly to maintain the health of the body so that we can enjoy our practice of inquiry and inner stabilization and wise action in the world. But more deeply than cultivating health, it is for the purpose of making the body, which is the body, heart, mind, all interwoven, really, the most powerful and resilient vehicle for the transformation of our deepest being, that is the purpose of the spiritual path. If we are here to become liberated from grasping, liberated from fear and delusion, we cannot do that without the body. As we practice in physical exercises, an important note around trauma, particularly, and around how to work with intense emotional experience as it arises in the body. To bring awareness to the body, to the posture of the body, to the breathing body, to feel our own bodies. This already is challenging for many, many folks. And then as we practice, as we contact the body with awareness, with the intention toward kindness, and we move the body, opening and closing the joints, releasing the winds in the body, and activating in a way the charge stored in our musculature as we move, we open the door to these ancient energies and forces that live within us. This is natural and good and part of the process to meet ourselves more and more fully and find our strength, our own power, our own resilience and flexibility. But practices that bring awareness to the body and subtle energy will not be fruitful if that contact is excessively painful. So what does this mean in practice? Partly, it means that we begin slowly and that we favor pleasure, ease, and in a certain way favor success. Success here means I was able to do something without freaking out, without losing my center emotionally, energetically. And so that means that we, of course, will contact pain and difficulty emotionally in the body. It seems most fruitful, most helpful to contact that pain and difficulty in the body in small doses to begin. This is the principle known as titration. Doing just a little bit can help so deeply to be able to digest and process the material we are carrying around. So as you're doing any of these exercises or practices, and you feel strong emotion shifting, strong energies arising in the body, if you feel sensations or experiences that you would call becoming too anxious or an anxiety attack or a panic attack, we use this word attack for a reason. It feels like we are being assaulted by feeling, by memory. The very definition of trauma is that we are assaulted by a memory of a prior assault or accident or wound or dangerous situation. It is as if it is once again present. In a way, to become deeply present means that we become available for every part of our experience to become present, including the past. This can be healing and can help resolve trauma, but it can also deepen the disorganization of the nervous system, deepen the pain that we feel in the present moment if we go too far for where our heart and body should be in this moment, or if it's just not the right moment to make contact with that material, and that's always okay. So the general guideline here is to do whatever feels good, to not do anything that doesn't feel good, and to take very small bites if strong energies are present. The basic exercise of orientation to the environment through the senses can help here, letting your gaze just move around the space you're in, moving the body in a simple way, like walking around. Connecting with anything that's pleasurable outside of yourself. The beauty of a leaf or a mote of sunlight. Or the knowledge that you have friends nearby or that it's going to be okay. It is going to be okay, though sometimes we have to zoom way out to the cosmic level to understand that that's true. Today, in this body, in this heart, may or may not feel okay. And this week or this month or this moon or this part of our life may not feel okay much of the time. That's all right. It's the nature of having a body, being in relationship, being on the earth. But as we move, we invite ourselves back into contact with the living experience of being this body, with this heart, this mind, in this moment, with exactly the energies and feelings and forces moving through us that are here. In general, we will favor those which feel wholesome or good, as well as those that feel easeful and pleasurable in a simple way. And we will attempt to let lie or gently turn away from those that feel harmful, hateful, particularly self-hateful. So as we begin movement practice, the encouragement here is to improvise, to trust yourself, to follow impulse as it arises in the body. If the body says, now stretch in this way, then stretch in that way. If the body says, now stop or rest or relax, or reach or push further or hold longer or hold less long. Our practice is to listen for that inner guidance. Trust it. Trust it as long as it's not asking for self-harm or cruelty, meanness. We trust the impulse to move. We drop down out of our ideas about how things should be into the field where things actually are. And as difficult as it is to allow our body to just be okay as it is, we practice allowing the body to be okay as it is and allowing our practice to unfold by itself with our kind guidance, moving in any way that feels right, resting into stillness, in exactly the ways that feel right. When you're ready to begin the sequence of movement practice that I call the Hatha Yoga Sadhana, then go to the next track. Blessings in your practice.